99.3.
Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Mother.
And then I've had friends tell me, hey Zainab, the way you are going, you're going to spoil this child, make you see as your own source of joy.
Or an aspiring mother. Are you single, married, separated, divorced, or a single parent?
Are you concerned about your body and about pregnancy transformations or managing a toddler's tantrums and the general challenges of motherhood they didn't tell you about?
Share your stories on Maternity Line.
Fridays, 12:15 p.m. on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
All right, 16 minutes gone past the hour of 12 right here on your number one talk news and sports station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to Maternity Line. Yes, this is one of the greatest shows on radio. On this show, we talk about everything and anything motherhood. This happens every Friday. We unearth everything motherhood. It's a show that challenges existing norms and improve general maternal practices. We also promote issues relating to children. So usually I come in with some statistics, some research, you know, to back whatever I am going to be saying up. Research has shown a growing number of women around the world are opting not to have children, and that is even becoming more socially acceptable than ever for women not to have children. While pregnancy is a very beautiful and memorable experience for most women, some women may experience apathy towards childbirth and have feelings of fear and anxiety. That is tocophobia. Have you heard of the word tocophobia before? It's a fear, a kind of fear that women have towards childbirth. So, according to research, some women choose to be child-free to allow themselves to have time to fully pursue their academic, career, and financial goals. Some women also choose to be child-free to invest more time in personal relationships by foregoing motherhood. For other women, though, the negative childhood experiences of not having good relationships with their parents, coupled with the feelings of depravity from parents they experience as children, can lead them to choose childlessness. It's a whole lot of reasons. But I'm not doing this alone. I have my guest seated in the studio. I have Mrs. Florence Abenemi. I hope I haven't murdered your name. Okay. She said it's okay. Yeah, so she's a counseling psychologist and she will be counseling us today on the topic we have before us. I also have Precious, Mrs. Precious, by the way, Mrs. Precious Onwalu.
Yes, that's correct.
Oh, wow. Okay. She's a child-free idealist. That does not mean she doesn't love children. So before we go further, I also have some women who have actually had to share their experiences on motherhood. Some are regretting, despite the fact that they say it's a thing of joy to have children or to have a child or to be a child. But it also comes with a lot of challenges. But I will not discourage anyone from motherhood. It's fun. It's fun. So let's see. Have a listen to this.
I absolutely adore my children. But since I turned 40, I found myself asking a lot of what ifs. I got married when I was 23. By 25, I had my first child. 28, I had my second. 30, I had my third. And 32, I had my fourth. I spent over a decade of my life birthing and raising infants and toddlers. People say that the 20s are the best time of your life, but I spent mine changing diapers, birthing children, and breastfeeding. My 30s weren't any better. I had to deal with those small children, school runs, teething, all the other things. Now I am in my 40s and I am dealing with rebellious teenagers. I wonder if I will ever be free from being a mother and just be an individual. I wish I had forged a career path, done more than go to the university in terms of my education, and just lived, All I really wish is that I got the chance to live. If I never had any children, I would have probably been able to do more things for myself. I have
traveled, okay.
Almost killed me. I got pregnant 3 years after marriage at the age of 30. The entire period through the pregnancy up until the birth of my daughter was hell. My husband tried his best, but he could not take the pain away. Nobody could. I had gestational diabetes while pregnant with her. Now, I have type 2 diabetes. I wonder what my life would be like if I never had her. Being sick for the rest of my life is not something I envisioned for myself. Sometimes when I see my daughter, I feel a type of resentment towards her. I know it's not her fault, but I just get angry and cry. I feel like she stole something from me. When I got married, all the women in my family spoke about how children are a blessing. And I thought so too. What they don't tell you is how children rob you of your dreams. I did not even realize until my 7-year-old asked me what I wanted to be, and then it dawned on me that I was not even close to achieving that dream. When I was in my 20s, I wanted to be an economics professor. I never got to do my master's because I became pregnant. Then I had to wait for 2 years to reapply because of breastfeeding. I got pregnant again. I love my children, but I realized I sacrificed everything for them, and that made me resent them just a little bit. I keep wondering what life would have been like without them. And that life sounds more like the dream I had when I was younger.
All right, so we are done. I hope you're able to take one or two things away from that audio that I've just played. I'll be going on a short break. Once I come back, we'll start the conversation in full fledged. What are your fears of becoming a mother? I'll be right back.
99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
All right, you're welcome back to Maternity Line on your number one talk news and sports station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let me quickly give out the phone lines and the WhatsApp line to join the conversation. Female only line is 01465-7190. The smart line number is 0700-993-993-993. Our website is Nigeria Info FM. Also follow us on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos. On Twitter, we are at Nigeria Info FM. And be sure to include the hashtag Nigeria Info ML. The number to send your message to on WhatsApp is 0809-597-5805. Be sure to also like our page on Facebook. It's Nigeria Info 99.3. Now, what are your fears of becoming a mother? I have a counseling psychologist, and I also have a Precious Nwalu, child-free idealist. During the course of my playing the audio, Mrs. Florence Abenemi, you were smiling as though you were going to say something.
Yes, I mean, their fears are valid. Nobody will invalidate or belittle what they feel, because we have not walked a day in their shoes. We have not experienced what they have experienced. We have not been exposed to what they have been exposed to. We were not brought up in the same environment.
Right.
And then we don't even know the attachment style they had all growing up. So they have built a belief system, something that they have now seen that is absolute truth. And for them, that is their reality. So it's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay.
Okay. So before we have Precious share her own experience, or she tells us about her fears for motherhood, her fears of not wanting to become a mother. Let me quickly also ask or say this. There is the belief that parenthood and motherhood, you know, is a social norm and inevitable part of human life. Now, should a woman's decision to be child-free be considered taboo or be respected? Should we as a society question a woman's voluntary decision to be childless? Or as a society, should we accept the fact that there are a number of women who do not aspire to be mothers and they are not even open to such discussion publicly because they don't want to be questioned on their personal choice. Now, should the choice to remain child-free be discouraged or normalized as opposed to being stigmatized? Those are the questions I would love for you to also be reacting to if you are listening from home, while you also share your experience, you know, your fears rather, of becoming a mother. Now, let me go back to Precious. Precious, I have read about women who choose to remain child-free, saying they feel like they constantly have to explain their choices to other people, particularly because they have been called selfish, they're accused of hating kids, they've told they will regret their decision later in life. And when they find themselves alone, they tend to think more, you know, like, am I going to have a change of mind over time? So before you react to this question, tell us your fears about your experience, because I know you're a married woman.
Okay, yes, that's correct. So personally, childbirth has been something that I've struggled with within myself for the longest of times. Just to clarify, it's not that I do not want to have kids. It's not like I want to be child-free. It's just the process of being pregnant, carrying the pregnancy to full term, and the delivery process is what scares me.
So you are being tocophobic.
Yes, that's the word. So the thing is, I struggle to come to terms with how I can go through that whole stage because of experiences that I've seen firsthand. You know, growing up as a little girl, my mom didn't have it easy during our pregnancy days. There was a very sad experience that I witnessed, and it's still at the back of my head every time. One day I came back from school and I saw blood everywhere in the house. You know, she was pregnant then and she was bleeding apparently. And I was told she wasn't at home. I was told by neighbors, oh, that they've rushed your mom to the hospital. And she was in the hospital for months. And she had the little girl, my baby sister now, preterm baby. She came around, I think, about 6 months plus. And my mom was even scared then, saying, is she complete? Does she have eyes? Does she have nose? Does she have limbs? You know, it was a struggle for her. And seeing her in the hospital for the longest of times, you know, you come back from school, my mom is not at home. She's in the hospital. She gave birth, the baby is preterm. And it was a sad experience. And I'm thinking to myself, I do not want to be in that position. I do not want to experience such, because it's not fun. My other sister also had her own fair share of motherhood challenges, so to say. Our first child, unfortunately, after she put to bed, she was in labor for close to 24 hours, and the child didn't survive after everything. You know, it was a sad one, and that was our first child. Firstborn, having our first child, everybody was looking forward to it. It was supposed to be a thing of celebration, but it ended up being a thing of like early mourning or sadness. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness, this has happened to my mom. This has happened to my elder sister, and I'm next. What would happen? Is there a way I can be married and do not think of having a child as a social requirement? Is there a way I can just be free? Or is there a way pregnancy can be easier? I mean, if it was something that it's a plug and play thing, you get pregnant and you give birth and then it's easy peasy, I think I wouldn't have any fears. But because there's a process to it, the morning sickness, the vomiting, and personally, any small sickness, I drop a lot. So I'm thinking, would I have to deal with that? The drugs you have to take during pregnancy, you have to be in labor, in pains for hours. What if the child comes out and doesn't survive? What if you have to go through surgery? There are just so many challenges that we know, and we can identify that one or two people within our circle has been in such a situation before. And I'm thinking, do I want to put myself through that? Can it be different for me? I don't know if it's something that would be an easier process. Maybe I would embrace it like most people do. Some people look forward to being pregnant. I don't. I'm like, I don't know if I'm ready yet. And I discussed this with my husband, and he says, we'll get through this. Just give it time. You know, it's a process. When we're there.
Wow.
But mentally or psychologically, I don't know if I'm there yet. So that's it.
She doesn't know if she's there yet, Mrs. Abenemi.
Well,
please speak into the microphone.
Okay. I think because of your past experiences, the trauma you have experienced,
it won't be easy for you to just come out and accept it, because the fears are there. You've been conditioned. You witnessed your mother going through this process. You witnessed your sister going this to, through this process. But then, if I may ask, do you have other people that you know that have gone through childbirth and they have not gone through that?
You're already asking her my question. But it's fine, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine.
Yes, I know a couple of people that have also had their own challenges going through childbirth process. A lot of them stemmed from when I was young, actually, because there's this other lady I knew as well when I was growing up, and she was pregnant. We knew her, she was a very pretty, lovely woman, and unfortunately, she passed on during childbirth. So that stuck. So all of these things just stuck in my head, and people tell me, "Oh, think of the positives. There are so many people that have had it easy, and then it's a beautiful experience." Yes, I know a number of people that have had it easy, and it's for them it's very easy. It's like going into the theater and coming out, walking out with your baby. That's easy as that. But somehow, at the back of my mind, I'm just like, "Am I going to be part of the ones that have it easy, or is it going to be difficult because of family experience?"
Mm.
So that's just it.
Yes, like what she just said right now, like I have a lot of questions right here, that even those women who are giving it thoughts, okay, let me even see if it's something I can try. But there are a lot of what ifs. What if I have this child and then he dies? What if I get pregnant and then I lose my job? What if this happens? What if that happened? What if I become a failed mother because I will not always be there? Now, there are circumstances and conditions that prevent the woman from conceiving and, of course, bearing children. And according to research, could be finance, biological or psychological. Now, do we say voluntary decision not to have children is psychological? Mrs. Abenemi.
No, it's not psychological. Everybody has a free will. And everybody has the autonomy to choose what they want to do with their life. And most of these decisions are based on past experiences. Just like she said, she's witnessed a lot of trauma, so she has to heal from those traumas. So anybody just telling her ordinarily, get over it, it's not that easy to get over it. Because that is what is in her head. So she has to heal from those processes, those things that she saw, before she will now know if she can really accept to go into motherhood.
Okay. So are there therapies to making sure that this person heals completely?
Yes,
things they can do.
Yeah. They can see a counselor, right? Talk over it, go to talk about the past history, past relationship, and childhood memories and traumas, right?
No, continue. Is the phone I'm trying to.
And then, you know, talk about childhood traumas and all that, and be able to put the person through until the thoughts no longer disturbs the person's ability or the desire to say, I am a mother. But you have to heal first before the person can make that decision.
Okay, you have to heal first.
Yes.
So it also seemed, you know, as though many women who are of this mindset are not open to talk about it publicly. Do you think this is owing to the fear of being stigmatized or because there is no such thing as being child-free in Nigeria?
I think it's the fear of stigmatization. There are a lot of even women who are married that have negative thoughts, you know, but they just don't want to come out because they don't want people to say, motherhood is a thing of joy. Why are you different?
Yes,
and all
exactly.
that. You know, people don't like people who think differently and act differently.
So
we all feel we have to impose our own value system and believe on other people. So anything that changes our reality, it makes us afraid and then we don't want to accept it. That's exactly...
Precious, I'm still coming back to you, but like she said earlier in the course of her sharing her experience, she says it's a social requirement. Having a child or bearing children is a social requirement. Now, how important is it to create the atmosphere for women to safely openly and, of course, confidently discuss thoughts on reproduction without being criticized or being disrespected?
You will still have people who will oppose that idea because all they know, the society has said, as a woman, you should transition into motherhood.
Motherhood, yes.
So you're not going to have everybody be on the same page of acceptance. But I think we should be non-judgmental.
Mm-hmm.
We should unconditionally accept these people who have said, I don't want to go through this process. And try and understand why and how they reached that decision.
Yeah.
Because like she has said, she has witnessed a lot of trauma.
Right.
So if she didn't say it now, somebody would have judged her.
Exactly. I get that a lot. Sometimes people ask me, we have general conversation with my girlfriends and then they say, okay, so you're married now, next thing you should have kids.
Mm.
And then I hesitate and I'm like, I'm not sure I'm ready for that. And you're like, oh, God forbid, why would you say that? You should have children. Now in 9 months' time, well, let us come. You know, not many people have actually settled down to understand or to ask, why exactly don't you want to have kids now? What are your fears? Not a lot of people have asked. A lot of people just giving their own two piece and say, oh, no, you should have children. Oh, there's no delays and things like that. So, yes, you're correct with what you said.
It's those, you know, most of us, the stereotypical belief that every woman should get married.
Yes.
Every woman should have children and all that. So it's at the core of that belief. That is where the issue is. But if, like now, people are getting more educated, talks like this are going on, people will start having a different orientation and, you know, and gradually try to change their belief about people who have decided not to.
Right. Now, Precious, we understand that you are not just mentally ready. You and your husband, maybe, because he's in support of this idea too, from the way you spoke the other time. Okay, so when you're ready, then, you know, am I correct?
So my husband is the kind of person that he doesn't like to pressurize one into doing things against their will. So most times when we're having a conversation or a discussion, if I have a particular opinion or suggestion about something, he tends to support it. He might have his reservations, but probably over time, it would gradually put it out there and let me know what where it stands to it and see if I've had a change of mind towards, you know, what my decision is. So for now, it's letting me be as of today and then hoping that gradually my orientation will change and I'll come to terms with being able to get pregnant and then, you know.
Okay, so before you got married, was this some sort of conversation that you had in a way? Did you react to it? How did it take it? Did I even encourage both of you further to get married?
Yes, we've had this conversation a number of times. Anybody that knows me way back, I've never ever said, oh, I want to get pregnant until I'm married. And I've never been that kind of person. So we've had this conversation before we got married and then it was aware. And it was like, okay, let's see how things go, you know. Everything he says, let's just pray about it.
Wow.
So that was his take right from the beginning.
Okay, so you are a married woman and you are not, of course, an advocate of celibacy, you know. You don't seem to share the same sentiments that marriage is not complete without children, do you? Like some people say, oh, the benefit of getting married is children. Do you, given the kind of mindset or the idea you have right now, you're not mentally ready, do you subscribe to the idea that, oh, yes, the fruit of every marriage is children? Do you?
So for me, that is a personal decision left for people, left for individuals. If some person see that the fruit of marriage is having children, then that's fine. If some other person see that there's more to marriage than having kids, like there's partnership, there are goals to be achieved, there's you know, some people set different targets for themselves during marriage. Some people are focused on different things during marriage. So I think to everyone is own. Everybody have their different reasons for getting married and having different centerpieces or stronghold to their marriage. So personally, I just let everyone decide whatever they want to decide for their marriage, yes.
Okay, so back to Mrs. Abenemi. African societies and, of course, cultures hold childbearing and motherhood in a very high esteem. And Nigeria in particular appears to be a society where many would rather be caught dead than not having children. So from a psychologist standpoint, how is it, I mean, how is a woman who is fertile, no problem, no ifs, no medical condition, no reproductive challenge, but who has chosen, you know, decided to have, I mean, not to have a child perceived? How is such women perceived in your encounter with those that you've counseled in the past?
You know, culture has a lot of influence.
Yes.
In most of the things that we do. Different culture, different opinions and things like that. But in our culture, people perceive it that a woman must, you know, mm-hmm. have children. But like I said earlier on, people are getting to the realization that people have a right to their decision.
Mm-hmm. And such rights must be respected.
Yes, there's a gift of choice.
Yeah.
And you cannot impose your own choice on another person.
Mm.
You can't. No matter what the society say, you still have people who will frown at it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something that is very accepting in our culture. But a lot of things are beginning to change. And I also know that with time, things like this will change.
Okay.
But then also, for people who have passed through traumas and cold, they should be vulnerable and speak up. And then see a counselor or a therapist. And then decide if they want to change their belief.
Okay, people have been trying to call in. I'm sorry, I've not been able to pick the calls. Mrs. Abenemi just said it is very important to see a counselor. And by the way, she is a counseling psychologist. She's very experienced in this area of conversation. I have more questions, but let me quickly pick all those calls. Hi, good afternoon. Okay, sorry about that. Try and call back. Now, Precious, you know, sometimes when we take certain decision, a family, friends, like you've said the other time, or society in general tend to judge or even stigmatize or even subject a such person to pressure, you know, because this is a woman who has chosen to be child-free and this is a voluntary decision, right? Now, is this something that you feel your family, maybe your elder sisters, have been so much concerned about? Do they get to pressurize you? Do they have some sort of sit-down conversation with you, trying to reorientate you in a way?
Okay, that's very interesting because I've had this conversation with my sisters and my elder sister as well. So she has encouraged me and spoken to me on seeing the positives in childbirth and the process. She has tried to relate with me and giving me stories of people that had it easy and told me these are the people you should look at, this is the mindset you should have, that if certain people could have it easy, then so can you, and try not to look at the negatives of past experience.
Yes,
so she's one number one person that's always cheered me on to being open and then coming to terms with accepting, you know, the childbirth and the process. Aside her, I've not really had the conversation with external people to get their own. Yes, it's a private thing. If you ask me, yes, I might tell you. I might know. It depends.
So it's something you are open to discussing publicly.
Yes,
just
for,
of course,
for anyone. Yeah, exactly. So for anybody that is interested in listening, that wants to hear my reasons for it, yes, I'm open to speaking about it.
All right, we have this person calling. Hi, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name? Yeah. Calling from?
What I've been listening to you from the beginning.
All right.
There is a statement you ought to make in regards to the meaning of marriage and why the marriage to humans at all. What did the owner of marriage institution say? He said if you want to remain single, it's permissive under the law of Christians. And that is in the book of Isaiah 56. And Jesus Christ said, blessed are those that did not give birth, for they shall also be counted as the children of Zion. As in the book of Matthew chapter 23. So it is not a must that you must give birth. And you did not say something as regards to preparing for the yet not born baby. It's very rigorous because I'm an experienced person.
Thank you so much.
And then you have to take care of those that are coming to look after you, because only you cannot be birthing the newborn baby without experience.
Thank you. Call the call. I'm so sorry. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Yeah, Zainab.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Madam, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon,
madams have names, so precious, Mr. Benjamin.
I thought this thing happened in the Western world, but I'm hearing it for the first time here. You know, when I want to get married, when I meet my girlfriend, who have 4 years, by the time I make up my mind, say, look, I want to get married to this lady. I took her home. You know what my people ask me? How long have you been with you? I said, 4 years. He said, you've been with a lady 4 years, no pregnancy, and you are proud to bring her to come and show us this is who you want to marry. I said, yes, this is somebody I've been with for 4 years. He said, no. I said, why? He said, at least you're supposed to don't give birth. I said, so it's because of children you people get married? They said, yes. I said, no. For me, it's love. The old women there say, no. Go outside and spit that word out. It's a wrong statement. But for me, how did your husband family take this?
Oh, she spoke about it. Okay.
Okay, so this is a conversation between myself and my husband. This is not a conversation between myself and my husband's family. So wow. I've not had that conversation with them.
Okay. Thank you.
Don't interview my guest. Leave the interviewing to me, okay? I have more questions. Thank you so much. Okay, so Precious, yes, I have one question in that regard. He was just too, you know, forward to your husband's family reactions. For how long have you been married now?
Close to 2 years now.
Oh, okay. I mean, relatively new in a way.
Okay, two years, yes.
So, but have they in any way, have they started showing some form of, You know, we are Africans now.
Yeah, funny enough, I appreciate the fact that my husband's people respect our privacy in marriage. Mm-hmm. And they have not in any way or have never perceived any one of them throwing shades or saying, okay, we're expecting, when are we going to see baby bump or something like that. Right. I've not experienced that so far. And I think it's because the value... the privacy in marriage and the union between a husband and a wife. So I think they're leaving that to us.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yes.
Kudos to them. We have more callers. Hi, good afternoon. Oh, sorry about that. More people are trying to call in. Hello, good afternoon. Wow, what's going on with the lines? Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name? Where are you calling from, please?
Yeah, my name is Samuel Kerinde. Can you hear me?
Is Samuel what?
Samuel Okerinde.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Please go ahead, Samuel
Okerinde. Okay, so I listened to you. This is my first time calling the show.
Thank you.
I listened to your guest. It was quite interesting to know that issues like this happen. However, being a medical personnel, if she wants to have kids, she could also try the surrogacy route where, you know, she could get somebody, surrogate mother who could help her and her husband carry the baby. So if you really, really genuinely want to have a baby, or if you so want to have it.
But she didn't sound like something was wrong with her during the course of her, you know, talk.
Yeah, she talked about having like you said, she has a phobia for, you know, being a mother. And yeah, the phobia is also, of course, is genuine. Talking about her past history of what she has seen happen to other people. I think she will also benefit from psychotherapy if she so wish, or if she doesn't want to, then the other option, of course, if she wants a baby, is to consider surrogacy, which a lot of people are actually doing right now. I think that's just my contribution.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Mr. Okerinde. Oh, I just lost one other call. Now, I have another question because we are running out of time. I can see you. Thank you, Veta. Now, Mrs. Abenemi, some child-free women perceive themselves to be ineligible for motherhood based on their, you know, personality traits, lack of maternal instinct, or practical reasons linked to parenting. What do you say to this?
You see, for most of the people, because they grew up in a dysfunctional home, they have witnessed some negative psychological traits from their mother. Most of them are afraid of passing this on to their children. But the issue here is, if they are determined to, and they really want to, they should acknowledge those feelings. Maybe they didn't have a good relationship with their mother, so the people who were mother figures in their life did not really give them a good go to say, I want to be a mother.
Okay. Please, just hold on that thought. We'll be right back. Okay, we are back. It's still maternity line. We are Joe. We just have a couple of minutes before we wrap up the show. And I've been asking, what are your fears of becoming a motherhood? Becoming a mother. Does every woman need to become a mother? If a woman chooses to be child-free, does that mean something is wrong with her? Does not wanting to have children mean a woman has failed at anything? How do people make you feel whenever there is a reason to inform them about your choice to be child-free? Those have been the questions I've been asking. Last call, possibly. Hello? Oh, okay. Sorry about that. So, we are almost running out. One last call. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Michael. From Ogun State.
Please go ahead.
Thank you for this program.
Please go ahead. Go ahead, Michael.
Okay, thank you for this program. I would have asked that is it wrong for God to have made such a woman? That is, one would say it's wrong for God to have made such a person.
Nobody says
no.
Something.
I think you cannot remain very agile like you be forever. What if the time you needed help, if don't you think you need your own to help you, or
you
need another person's own to help you?
All right. Thank you so much. Your point is noted. Anyone, do you want to say anything, Mrs. Abenemi?
I don't think she actually said she does not like children.
Right.
That's not the case.
But based on her past experiences, the trauma she has experienced, I know people who have traveled by air, and because there was an air crash and something like that, the fear of going into that airplane is there until they get cancelled and pass through their trauma. So it's the same thing for her. She can be a mother by adopting or by being a foster mom or everything. So she has to pass through that trauma before she can make that decision.
All right. Thank you so much, precious Onwalu and Mrs. Abenemi, counseling psychologist. Thank you so much. I appreciate your presence on the show today.
Thank you so much.
And let's keep having this conversation over there on social media. I am Ken Zainab, KENZAY. It's time for the news. Please stay tuned.
The headline news. 99.3 Nigeria Info.